Praise the Lord. Message tonight, trees of the field. Trust the Lord will minister to our hearts and help us and exhort us tonight in his ways. What a wonderful night in the presence of the Lord. Let's look at the passage out of Judges chapter 9, verses 8 to 15. The trees once went forth to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, "Reign over us." But the olive tree said to them, "Should I cease giving my oil with which they honor God and men and go to sway to rule over trees?" Then the trees said to the fig tree, "You come and reign over us." But the fig tree said to them, "Should I cease my sweetness and my good fruit and go to sway over trees?" Then the trees said to the vine, "You come and reign over us." But the vine said to them, "Should I cease my new wine, which cheers both God and men, and go to sway over trees?" Then all the trees said to the bramble, "You come and reign over us." And the bramble said to the trees, "If in truth you anoint me as king over you, then come and take shelter in my shade. But if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon." Quite an ominous tone at the end. It starts out so great, doesn't it? And ends like that. Well, tonight, we're looking at the trees of the field. See what the Lord will say in our hearts tonight. That we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Men are likened to trees in this passage. And I have four quick points going down on each of the trees. Number one, each of us an olive tree. Each of us an olive tree. That's what God says. Judges 9, 8 to 9, the trees once went forth to anoint a king over them, but they said to the olive tree, "Reign over us." But the olive tree said to them, "Should I cease giving my oil, my anointing, with which they honor God and men, and go to sway over trees?" We are called to anoint God and man. We are called to anoint Jesus Christ our Lord. We are called to anoint one another. How do you anoint God? Ask Mary as she poured out the fragrant oil, broke open the vessel of her life, as that alabaster flask was opened, and she poured out adoration and love and affection upon Jesus Christ. She gave him all the worship she could out of her own spirit. That's how you anoint God. Mark chapter 14, 3 and 8. "And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on Jesus' head. And Jesus said, 'She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body.'" She's come to anoint me. That's how we anoint God. We come and pour out affection and adoration. How do we anoint God? Ask Jacob, who took a stone, the rock Christ Jesus, and set it up as a permanent fixture for his life. He said, "I'm going to set up God in my life as a pillar, and I'm going to serve him." And what did Jacob do? He poured oil all over that rock, all over that stone, acknowledging the lordship of Jesus Christ, acknowledging God to be his God. He said, "This is a highway marker in my life. I will not go back from this. God will forever be my God." And he acknowledged the Lord. Genesis 28, verse 18. "Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it." He took a stone. It represents Christ. He set it up. He poured oil. He acknowledged it. He honored the rock Christ Jesus. How do we anoint men? How do we anoint people? How do we anoint one another? We pray for one another in the Spirit. That's how we anoint one another. We pray for one another in the Spirit, speaking promises, speaking blessings of God, not speaking our criticisms or our differences or dislikes, but we speak out and we pray out promises of God over people. Even if you see sometimes some deficiency, maybe in their life or family, there's no time to criticize. They know it as well. And deal with it in their own heart. We need to be there, not adding to that voice of accusation, but to pour oil, encouragement. Lord, touch that life. Lord, you know what that family needs. Restore that home. Build those children. Build a godly life in there, Father. That's how we anoint one another. We speak blessing. We speak the promises of God. We speak life. Mark chapter 6, 12 to 13. So they went out and preached that people should repent, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. We carry the oil of anointing. We carry prayers to touch people's lives, to pray over them, to pray the healing of the Lord, to pray the blessing of the Lord. That's how you anoint men. Psalm 52, 8, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. David said, I'm like a green olive tree, green, the color of life. David said, I am alive. There's anointing in me. I've waited on God till anointing is in my life and my calling and my ministry. And now in the house of God, I pour out blessing. God wants each of us to have this verse in our hearts. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I'm quick to anoint God when I come into his presence. I'm quick to anoint Jesus. I'm quick to anoint my brothers and sisters and speak a healing, life-giving word in the Spirit over them. Each of us, an olive tree. Number two, each of us, a fig tree. Judges 9, 10 to 11, then the trees said to the fig tree, you come and reign over us. But the fig tree said to them, should I cease my sweetness and my good fruit and go to sway over trees? The fig tree, sweetness and good fruit. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The fig tree said, I know my purpose, sweetness and good fruit. A sweet disposition, a sweet personality. Good fruit coming off my life because people feed on us, don't they? They feed off of us and they feed on us all day long. 1 Samuel 30, 11 to 12. Then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David, and they gave him bread and he ate. And they let him drink water, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. So when he had eaten, his strength came back to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk water for 3 days and three nights. You know, figs are an instant source of energy. They're like honey. They're quick to assimilate into the system and put energy into the body and into the soul, into the mind, into the systems. And the Bible says that's how we should be, fig trees. Each of us a fig tree, quick to give off good fruit. Quick to give off things that people can feed on. You know, people feed on a good spirit, faithfulness, loyalty, covenant. They feed off our ministry, don't they? They feed off our calling. They feed off what we're offering to them. And so this is a call for us to be quick to feed other people with the blessing of the Lord. Quick to give off of our life that which is good fruit, that which has sweetness to it. Song of Solomon 2 and verse 3 says, like an apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the sons. The beloved, prophetically Jesus in the higher level. I sat down in his shade or under his shade with great delight. and his fruit was sweet to my taste. That's a picture of the Lord and us. He covers us. He shades us. What a beautiful canopy of his protection and love and kindness. And under his shade, we partake of his fruit, his kindness, his goodness, his mercy, his strength, all the good blessings of the Lord. God says, I want my people to be a fig tree. I want them to feed one another sweetness and good fruit. Number three, each of us a vine tree. Judges 9, 12 to 13. Then the trees said to the vine, you come and reign over us. But the vine said to them, should I cease my new wine, which cheers both God and men, and go to sway over trees? The vine knows its place. It knows its calling. Each of us a vine tree. The Bible says, should I cease my new wine, which cheers both God and men? We have an amazing capacity to cheer the heart of God. Think about that. We know that we can make God's heart sorrowful, break his heart, cause him grief. Times in the Old Testament where God wept over his people, and Jesus wept over the people because they broke his heart by their rejection and forsaking of his house and his commandments and his statutes. But we know we can rejoice the heart of God. We can make it glad. Proverbs 8 and verse 30, such a beautiful verse. Then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. That's really a word about Jesus. Then Jesus was beside his Father, and it was Jesus who was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. And I pray that that gets into our spirit, that we will be daily the delight of the Lord. We will bring him joy and gladness. We will sing his songs and praise his name. We will lift him up and tell him how wonderful and how great he is, pouring out joy, pouring out wine on the Lord. Nehemiah 2:1, and it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, that I, Nehemiah, took the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence before. What a testimony. Nehemiah, a servant of the Lord, the king's servant, to put the wine, the cup of wine in the king's hand. In all his months and years of serving the king, he could say, I had never been sad in the presence of the king. He came with joy. He came with delight. That's the kind of cupbearer I want to be to my Lord. Come into his presence, never sad, rejoicing, thankful, gratitude. Put the feelings, put the stuff aside. It's time for him, and he deserves the best joy that I can bring, the best wine. The only time, the only sadness that Nehemiah had was a burden for the building of the house of God. That's the sadness. That's the burden we bear. The salvation of souls, the building of the kingdom, the restoring of the house of God, the establishing of families in righteousness. That's the burden we carry, and there's a sadness in our hearts with that. But on the other side, we come before the Lord with gladness and singing. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Again, I will say rejoice. How do we, okay, we know how to cheer up God. Bring that new wine, rejoicing and gladness into his presence. What about people? How do we cheer the heart of people? Jesus, they have run out of wine. He said, fill the water pots to the brim. Draw out now and carry it out to the feast and put some joy and put some rejoicing in brothers and sisters. Put rejoicing in others. We have to draw it out. He said, draw out now and put some wine in the feast. Put some gladness toward the people. Psalm 118:15 says, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents in the homes of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the families of the righteous. And so we know we're called to cheer one another. We have a capacity. We have a calling. We have a responsibility to bring joy and gladness into our homes, don't we? To bless one another in the home, to bless people about us, to bless brothers and sisters in the church. We know our calling as a vine tree. Hallelujah. Number four, in each of us, a bramble bush. I changed the wording. I didn't say each of us, a bramble bush. Hopefully the axe has been laid to the root of that tree and it's already been cast into the fire. But in each of us, a bramble bush. Judges 9:14-15, then all the trees said to the bramble, you come and reign over us. And the bramble said to the trees, if in truth you anoint me as king, yeah, I want to be king over you, then come and take shelter in my shade. But if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. In each of us, a bramble bush, the threat of the flesh life. It's there. The works of the flesh, strife and anger, criticism, resentment, complaining, cursing, unkind words, bitterness, jealousy, envy. In each of us, a bramble bush, the threat of the flesh life, and we know it. The bramble bush was a thorny shrub of the wilderness. It sprang up in dry and uncultivated areas. You know, we must always be on guard against the flesh. How many say amen to that? We must always be on guard against the flesh. The olive tree, the fig tree, the vine tree, these we encourage in our lives and grow. The bramble bush, we starve it out. We weed it out. We put it down. We must be watchful against the flesh. The flesh wants to exalt itself. It wants to be promoted. The flesh wants to be king. It wants to reign over us. And if we get in its way, a fire comes out from the flesh against us and burns against us. And we face a battle. Have you ever tried to put down the flesh in certain areas? Jealousies, resentments, angers. My, if you go against that flesh, does it ever want to exert itself and be promoted and be king in your life? And so we war against it. We know it's there. It's a bramble bush. It's some thorny shrub that has no right to spring up in the soil of this new creation soil ever again. And so we're on guard. And it not only wants to burn against you individually, personally, that bramble bush wants to send a fire out against others. Fire coming out of the flesh life against other people. Some think the flesh only to be evil. You know, the negative deficiencies. And it is evil. But there is another side to the flesh that is more subtle, but just as wicked. And that is independence, pride, selfish living, self-centeredness. And if you try and stop it, if you try and get in its way, you know, that flesh life says, I want my way. I insist on my way. And if I don't get my own way, a fire will come out of me. Yeah, even against a mother and a father. Rebellious spirit. A wife against a husband. A husband against a wife. Strife in the home. Accusation and these harsh words. Fire. In each of us, a bramble bush. We need to know how to put it down and keep the new creation reigning in our life. James 3, 5 to 6. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire. Wow. A fire comes out of the bramble bush, doesn't it? My, it can be quick. A tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. That's the flesh life, the threat of the flesh life. What do we do with this bramble bush, this threat of this flesh life in us? We have to put it to death. We have to crucify it. We have to live the crucified life. Every time we feel that thorny flesh life. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. We put the flesh nature to death. We put the works of the flesh to death. Every time those thoughts and feelings and words come up, or those emotions, in the name of Jesus, I crucify you. I put the sword through you. I'm going to live for God right now. I'm going to choose the way of the Spirit. The way of the Spirit. That nature, that, you know, the only tree that was mentioned by name in this passage, the man's name was Abimelech. Abimelech. That Abimelech nature wants to reign, but we can put it to death. We can put it down, and God wants to help us. Abimelech means, my father is king. My father is king. What father are you talking about? My father is king. Who? Your father Adam? Not anymore. I've got a new father. Father God, I'm born again. I'm a new creation in Christ. We're sons and daughters of the living God. Our God is now Father, Father God, and Jesus Christ is on the throne of our life. We've lifted him up as Lord and Savior to live for him forever. Let's have the worship team come. Isaiah 61, 1-3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, the coming of Christ, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Hallelujah. Let's stand together tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Olive trees full of anointing in the house of God, ready to pour out anointing on God and men. Thank you, Lord. Fig trees, Lord, sweetness and good fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, that others would come under our shade and shadow. Lord, they would be filled with the good things of God and the promises of the Lord. Every one of us, Lord, a vine to cheer you, to put gladness in your heart, Lord, because we walk in truth and praise and righteousness, and to joy one another, Lord, to cheer up one another. Lord, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the homes of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. And we thank you, Lord, that we can bring forth the fruit and be these trees of righteousness. Lord, we know, Father God, inside of us, Lord, that lingering flesh life, Lord, that human nature, Father God, which must be kept crucified and kept under, that we might live and reign for you, Lord, and live and reign in life. And Father, we pray again today, Lord, help us, Father God, give us discernment, help us to be quick against the bramble bush, Lord, that no fire shoots out of us, Lord God. But Father God, that thing is quelled inside of us and broken inside of us in the name of Jesus and by the sword of the Word of God. And Father, we turn and respond in righteousness, in your will, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Let's close out with worship. Of course, the altars are always open if you'd like prayer, if you'd like to consecrate yourself to the Lord. Maybe some part of the message has really touched you and you say, I need the touch of the Lord in a fresh way tonight. Please feel free to slip out from where you are and come before the Lord. Brothers and sisters will lift you up tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Strengthen tonight, Lord, Father God. Strengthen tonight, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father. Wash and renew tonight, Lord. Wash and renew our hearts, O Lord. You know the battles we face, Lord. You know the trials, Lord. You know the things that come to afflict us, O Lord God. You know the pressures of this world, Father God, all the voices, all the things that are coming and going all day long, Lord. We are your people to serve you. We thank you for your grace and your power and your strength in us, Lord. Wash us. Wash us afresh tonight, Lord. Renew our systems, renew our heart, renew our spirit before you, Lord. Wash away anything in our life, Lord, that may be defiling, O Lord, that has brought some darkness into us, Lord. Cleanse us and renew us, Lord, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. You would be glorified in us, Lord, and we thank you, Jesus.